Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from the Alco-Niosco Conservation District is Andrew Beebe. How are you today, Andrew?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well today. All right. Well, you had mentioned before we went on that it's tax season, so we're going to talk about something applicable to that. We're going to talk about the Qualified Forest Program. You've got some details on that, right?
Yep. Although it's April 15th, is quickly approaching. It's not quite property tax season, but taxes are definitely on people's minds. So the Qualified Forest Program is a great, relatively new tax exemption program for forested landowners. Basically, it will effectively eliminate 18 mils of local school tax on your property if you enroll in this program, and you don't have to worry about it taking away from local education. That school tax will be made up right by the state. So all it does is save you that money. And so to get into the program, you need to have 20 or more acres with, if you have between 20 and 40 acres, you need to have at least 80% of your property has to be forested. And it's pretty easy to meet that qualification. You don't really have to worry about if you have enough trees to be considered forested or not. But the conservation district can help you figure that out. And above 40 acres, you need to have 50% of your property be forested. So if you have that, and if you're willing to undertake some kind of active management, and that means timber harvesting, and it really doesn't have to be anything too extensive. You don't have to think that to get into this program you need to clear-cut an entire woods or something like that. But so you need to have active timber management on your property, and you'll need a management plan written by a forester, by a certified forester.
Okay, such as yourself?
What's that?
I said such as yourself?
Not such as myself. Okay. Since I work for the conservation district, I help sort of administer these programs,
I
can't actually write these plans. If you are interested, though, you call up the conservation district. We would come out, the conservation district forester would come on out and look at the property with you, talk about the program, and, you know, maybe it's not for you, maybe it is for you. We have all sorts of other programs that we can help you learn about and get into, but if it is something you do want to look into further, then we can help you get in contact with those foresters and find foresters who are in the area who are willing to work with you and just kind of help you navigate that field and make it a lot easier than just having to call around and do it all yourself. And then they'll write you up a management plan, a management plan is just a great thing to have in general. It basically lays out everything that's going to be done in the woods, and, you know, that's not just to do with timber harvesting. That can be to do with wildlife and brush management and really anything that suits your goals for the property. So that forester will work really closely with you, and you'll, he essentially works for you. He or she would be working for you. So they'll take into account all your goals for the property, you know, whether it's a hunting camp that you want to increase deer populations, or you want to have more trails to do some four-wheeling, or even just hiking, or absolutely anything. I mean, it's the possibilities are endless. Yeah. It's really just what you value on your property. So they'll write up a plan that'll be a 20-year-long plan that'll have to be adjusted every 20 years, but it's a pretty long time frame there.
Right.
And from there, you'll be able to use that plan to anticipate future pest and pathogen problems. Just really, it's a great tool to have to be able to manage your woods and to account for just stuff that might happen in the future, and just really have a great plan that's going to help you get the most out of your property.
Yeah. Now, I was going to say, if somebody out there qualifies for this program, if they have that much acreage, this is probably something they should have been doing anyway. And if they're not, this is a program they really should take advantage of then.
Yeah. I mean, you really have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Some people are a little bit skeptical as to the timber harvesting aspect of it.
Right.
And, you know, it's not for everybody. Some people don't want to do that. And you don't need to get into the program then. And that's a great thing to discuss with your conservation district forester. We can help just talk you through it, talk about what that might look like, what the benefits are, and you know, sometimes there could be some drawbacks to it. And we can just help you weigh all those options and figure out what works best for you.
All right. Now, how do they go about doing that? Do they contact you guys first? How do they get, if they're interested in this program, how do they get the ball rolling?
Yeah, I would say the best way to get the ball rolling would be to contact us, the Conservation District Foresters, and there's almost 20 of us now throughout the state. So You can just get in contact with your local conservation district, and if there isn't a forester in your district itself, then they can help get in contact with somebody that's close to the district, and more often than not, there's going to be a forester that can help you out there. And we'll come out to the property and look at it with you, talk about your goals, and kind of just go from there. You can also just contact foresters in the private sector, those consulting foresters that we were talking about earlier, and if they have the credentials to write a plan like this, you could go about it just like that. But I would suggest calling the conservation districts, and it's just a easy way to help us help you, really.
Boy, you bet. It's called the Qualified Forest Program, and Andrew Beebe from the Iasco Alcona Conservation District. Hey, we thank you for giving us some information that might save some forestry, especially the people who own a lot of land, some money on taxes. Always a good thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Andrew, thank you for joining us here on our Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you.